beyond the green and into the grace. Sharing my life with you, yours truly, Hyphenated Grace. This episode is for a dear friend of mine, a young friend who has been in my life for some time now. We were discussing about my podcast recently, and she suggested that I should do an episode on unrequited love. While working on the script, I thought about the idea, about what it means to love someone and to never be able to speak about it, or to confess your love to the person and to realize that it is never going to be reciprocated. Or sometimes it is reciprocated, but you're forced to stop short of ever taking it forward and have those long conversations, that first touch of love, or the kiss that slowly awakens you to a passion that becomes the brightest memory of your life. It can be an idea, a what if that remains in your thoughts forever. I remember having a crush on this young violinist that I saw perform on stage. I was hardly 15 years old, I think. I saw this person playing the violin with ease. The mastery was so charming, and it was a magical night. I was in a trance as I listened, and I couldn't fathom what that feeling was. I felt happy, thrilled, and disturbed because I didn't know what to do. The evening was over and I went home, not having said a word or exchanged a glance. And of course, I never met him either. In fact, I never met him again in my life. I had thought about or imagined meeting him several times later. How my life would have shaped if we had met and fell in love, or maybe decided to live together, or maybe decided to break up and to never see each other again. I knew it was not love, but it was the first time I knew I was capable of falling in love with a total stranger. But was it unrequited love? I don't know. Or is it about your dear ones who refuse to give you the love you deserve? Maybe a parent who never understood what you want from them. Those kisses and hugs and words of comfort that you never got from them when you needed them the most. When you sobbed to sleep and you felt no one knew your angst, and you longed for that parent to be near you, touch your face softly and say, "I know that you're hurting, but I will always be there to hold you when you fall."